Hi guys, how are you? And welcome to Purity's Podcast, episode 23. I hope you're doing great. And today I have a guest. His name is Ivan.
Hi guys, what's up?
How are you doing today?
A little bit cold.
Oh yeah, we are very cold over here because it snowed today. So moving on. Tell me, Ivan, have you been to the city of Belgrade?
Yeah, I've been to the city of Belgrade last night with you.
Yes. We were together. So tell me, what did you see?
I saw Belgrade on fire. I mean, illuminated and so many New Year decorations. It probably costed like, I don't know, God knows how much, over several hundred thousand euros. I don't know. No one knows.
Yeah, that is true. And over here in our neighborhood, we need the lights, right?
Yeah, we need at least one light. Two lights would be great. They have like it's bright as on some huge football stadium, and here you walk and you break a leg, you cannot see where you're going. There are no lights here in Mirievo. They can like do something, fix roads, not spend that much money on New Year decorations and stuff that just provide us in other parts of Belgrade, provide for us just some things that we need to survive. Just few lights, decent roads. Oh, we don't ask more than that.
Yes, what are we gonna do to get some light? We need lights over here. And we are going to talk about what's going on here in Serbia. We are going to talk about Sergej Trifunović. As you know, is one of the best and famous actors in Serbia. And he has his foundation, which is called Podrži život. It helps children in need who are sick to access medical care here in Serbia and abroad. Did you hear about what happened to Sergej?
Yeah, I heard what happened to Sergej. And before I explain what happened, I would just want to ask you, like, do you know why would anyone have anything against a foundation? Foundation Podrži život means support a life foundation that supports children and helps children get treated abroad, and in Serbia they collect money and then they help children. I don't know why anyone has anything against that.
Well, I think he's doing a good job. Like, many people should join this cause, should help the foundation to help more people. I don't know why would anyone be against it.
Well, anyway, what happened is that Sergej Trifunović, a few days ago, he posted a link on Twitter. Link to a page where there were some facts talking about this guy Marko Perezanović. So this other guy, Damir Hadanović, didn't like what was written there. So what this guy Damir Hadanović, he's director of Center of Belgrade Festivals. That's the translated in English. Director Centra Beogradskih Festival. So this guy, he didn't like what Sergej tweeted. So he tweeted at Sergej something really stupid. Like, we are not going to waste time on that. It was really stupid. And then he went and ordered an article to be written. When I say order, I mean he paid Serbian newspapers to write an article. Those Serbian newspapers are called Večernje Novosti. So he ordered article to be written, and article saying how he destroyed Sergej Trifunović on Twitter, etc. And then when article was published, he went on Twitter and he addressed himself in a third person, like Damir Hadanovich destroys Sergei Trifunovich, blah, blah, something like that. And then he pasted a link from that article, and it was just ridiculous. Sergei saw it and he was like, ha ha ha, like you're paying for articles, like this guy, like he's so lame. Like this is
This is so lame. Like, try something else, dude. Let's talk about Narodno Pozorište, which means a national theater. It is one of the biggest and the best theater in Europe, and it is a great place surrounded with great actors working there, and it's one of the oldest theater with a great history. Do you know what's going on there?
Well, yeah, this guy Dan Savage, who is director of National Theatre, as you mentioned, one of the greatest theatres in Europe. He's undermining the actors working there, undermining their work. He said that the prizes that actors won, that prizes have been bought, that prizes have been fixed, that they're not deserved. And these actors, they gathered and they want him to leave. So on 16th of November, they announced a strike. For strike to be official, they will have to wait for 5 days. So on 21st of November, we can expect that the actors in National Theatre in Belgrade will start striking, and we wish them a good luck, and we wish that this guy Savage leaves as soon as possible, so the National Theatre can continue with their great work.
Guys, I'm going to recommend you a podcast to listen to, the first scripted podcast from Marvel. It's called The Wolverine, The Long Night. It's more like an audiobook and like a series. It's really good. The sound is great. The people who are reading are excellent. I would recommend it. So tell us about it. Do you know anything about Wolverine, The Long Night?
Yeah, but before that, we have to say our condolences to Stan Lee, who passed away a few days ago. And this is, as you mentioned, a Marvel's podcast. This is one of the best podcasts that I listen to, if you can call it podcast. It's more like audiobook, and it's not like most of our audiobooks when one person is reading everything. This is there are many people who are reading this stories, and it's high budget. It's really great. You should not be miss this. You can download it later. I will tell you where you can download it or listening to it online. I'm just gonna read a part. It's a description, short description from their website. So you know what's going on. You probably watched Wolverine the movie or read a comic book. So this is from their site. It says, following a string of mysterious deaths in Burns, Alaska, Special Agent Sally Pierce and Ted Marshall arrive to investigate. They soon find there is more going on than meets the eye. If you wanna download this podcast or just listen to it online, the best place to do it is go to. I will read you now the whole address. So if you wanna write it down, or you can just Google it. But the address is Art 19, numbers 1919, art19.com/shows/wolverine-the-long-night. art19.com/shows/wolverine-the-long-night. Or you can just go on Google and write art19 Wolverine, The Long Night, and it will take you to their site. I'm recommending this podcast for you to listen to.
So, guys, let's talk about NBA, what's going on there, especially in the team, Golden State Warriors, between Draymond Green and Kevin Durant. They had a beef, and Draymond called Kevin a little bleep, and Kevin got so upset that he left the locker room without showering, and he didn't even do a press conference. And the beef is about that Kevin is going to be a free agent, I understand. Is that correct?
The next game after they had that beef, they looked good on the court. But Draymond Green, he held a press conference and he actually didn't apologize to Kevin Durant, which many people expected that he will apologize. So the situation is really shaky right now in Golden State because, as you all know, Kevin Durant will be a free agent at the end of this season. And the whole basketball world is talking mostly about Kevin Durant, the most powerful man in NBA, as he's being regarded at the moment. Because if he stays in Golden State, the Warriors are going to keep winning titles, most probably. If he leaves and goes, for example, in Los Angeles Lakers, joins his friend LeBron James, then the balance of power is going to shift to, and the Lakers are going to be new champions probably. So that's why people are talking about that all the time, and the Golden State players do not like it. Most of them do not like listening only about Kevin Durant, like he's the only important warrior on that team, only important player on the team. And Draymond Green, one of the loudest players in that team, he spoke his mind. So it's left to see what's going to happen now. Because Kevin Durant, one of the best players in the league, it's too important for Golden State Warriors. So now we have to see if the Warriors are going to take his side and then maybe trade Draymond, or they're just going to keep ignoring all this, which will make Kevin Durant unhappy. And they do not want Kevin Durant unhappy because he's going to leave. So let's just
wait and see. So, guys, we will wait and see for the next game and see what's going on, and watch out for any news in the NBA world. So, guys, that was all on today's Purities podcast, and don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel at Purities Lavul, which is PuritysLavulj. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Purities Lavul. Listen to my podcast on SoundCloud and TuneIn, or wherever you listen to your podcast. And also, I have a website, guys. Please check it out. It's www.puritislavul.yolasite.com. And thank you for listening. That is all for today.
Goodbye.
Bye.